Seattle's Morning News, this is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. Most of us have recovered, I'm sure, from all the holiday eating, but it usually comes up, especially when you're going out a lot and eating a lot of strange food. You come home, you feel uncomfortable, you wonder, did I just eat some bad Brussels sprouts, or do I have stomach flu? Let's check with Dr. Cohen.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Are there signs that make it easy to tell whether what you've got is some kind of infection or whether it's just going to, shall we say, pass after 24 hours?
Well, good morning, Dave. You know, this is actually a really common question that comes up, right? People will start to feel sick to their stomach. They'll have some other gastrointestinal symptoms like diarrhea. And they'll say, do you have stomach flu, which people ask themselves? Or, oh, I must have food poisoning. So the truth of the matter is that it's probably neither. First of all, there's really no such thing as stomach flu. It's kind of a misconception. Really, it's a stomach virus. The real flu, when we've talked about on this show before, influenza attacks the respiratory system. So that's why it's not really a stomach flu, but a stomach virus. There are different strains of stomach virus that exist. And actually, our government, the Centers for Disease Control, follows these. And the most common one that causes stomach virus is norovirus. And that's the one you hear about on cruise ships, where the entire cruise ship gets sick and everybody's got vomiting and diarrhea. Stomach viruses themselves are actually pretty contagious and they can spread quickly. And again, this is the problem with a cruise ship phenomenon, because you have a bunch of people in an enclosed space that can't get away from one another.
So then how do you tell the difference between whether you have this virus or whether it's just whether it's food poisoning or general indigestion, I guess? And what's the difference between those things?
That's really what causes all the confusion. And again, it's another great question. So stomach viruses have some really common symptoms. And again, they can last for just a couple of days to a longer period of time, even up to a couple of weeks. But usually the symptoms of a stomach virus are a loss of appetite, nausea and vomiting, stomach cramps associated with overall generalized muscle aches or weakness, diarrhea. People have a low-grade fever. They'll often have headaches. And they'll be lightheaded or dizzy. Those are the symptoms that are associated with the stomach virus. Now, there are some differences when you get food poisoning. So, for example, people who get food poisoning generally don't have a fever. They generally don't have headaches. And they generally don't have lightheadedness or dizziness. So they get the loss of appetite. They get the nausea and vomiting. They for sure can get stomach cramps. And they for sure get diarrhea. Now, the thing is that food poisoning is a self-limited disease, which means that it comes and it goes in a very short period of time. And usually it can come and go within 6 to 24 hours, but then it's gone.
So food poisoning then is just it's some kind of toxin that the body simply has to pass, as opposed to an infection that uses the body's own systems to spread.
Right. So food poisoning is usually caused by eating foods that contain either bacteria or viruses or parasites, which can get into the food at various points during production of the food. And what usually happens is there's some sort of cross-contamination that's the cause of food poisoning. So when these harmful organisms, whether it's the bacteria, the virus, the parasite, when they're transferred from one surface to another, then they infect the food. And then when you eat it, you can get sick. Mm-hmm. Now, raw foods and ready-to-eat foods, such as salads, are really at higher risk of contamination. So, you know, this is one of the concerns. You hear about it all the time. Like, people bought these bags of lettuce or whatever in the store, and they came from whatever location, and everybody got sick. And then there's a huge recall because they know that they're infected, that somehow during the manufacturing process or the packaging process, some harmful bacteria got into the machine that was packaging it or into the food source itself, and they worry about there being widespread foodborne illness. And when this happens, there are two organisms that you commonly hear about in the news when this happens, which are either Salmonella or E. coli. And those are kind of the two most common types of bacteria that are linked to food poisoning.
But the difference seems to be that while they both involve organisms, food poisoning and stomach flu, the foodborne organisms only lasts 24 hours, whereas the flu symptoms go on for much longer then.
It affects the treatment as well. So if you have food poisoning, the thought is that the vomiting and diarrhea that are associated with it are your body's attempt to rid itself of the toxins. So basically to get it out of the body. Whereas if you have a stomach virus or a gastrointestinal virus, the virus itself is residing within the cells of the gastrointestinal tract, and they're causing a lot of inflammation, and it's the inflammation that results in vomiting and diarrhea. So when you're treating it, you can actually take medications to stop the vomiting and stop the diarrhea for people who have a stomach virus. Whereas if you have food poisoning and you're having vomiting and diarrhea, you're better off to not take anything and just allow yourself to have the vomiting and diarrhea and allow your body to clear itself of those toxins.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.